بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a dance and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
لا إله إلا الله.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Very welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Ata, the host of this program. Within the studio, we have Sheikh Karimi to answer today's question. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, Sheikh Karimi, for today's discussion, we want to talk about a very controversial topic. We know that some people are born crippled, or we can say disabled, you know. And first, the question is that what is the philosophy of these people being born? Does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends that such people are born in this way? Is there any sin done, for example, by the parents that the children are born in this way? And if not, why the child and the children must be, we can say, bearing such a difficult life up to the end of their lives?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It's not limited to the children. I mean, many people in this world, they are innocent, but they are suffering from some problems. For example, we have oppressors in different parts of the world. They are oppressing the people.
Yes.
Now, the question is that the oppressed people are suffering. Why? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not preventing the oppressors? Or let's forget about the oppressors. We, on a daily basis, if we do not act upon our rights regarding others, I mean, I'm talking about haqqun nas, the right of other people, in one way, we are, oppressing them. We make other people suffer. Now, the question is that when, for example, you do not act upon haqqun nas, the right of the people, that person is innocent. He or she has not committed anything against you,
yes,
but you are doing harm against them. Why? So it's not limited to the children. Having said that, basically, the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ Chapter 10, verse 5. We certainly created man in the best of forms.
Mm-hmm.
So the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in and of itself is in the best form.
Is intact, in fact.
Exactly.
That's right.
Adam
okay.
alayhi salam and Eve, as the first two human beings, were born intact without
yes.
any problem.
Yes.
So where do all these illnesses come from? I mean, gradually speaking, in the history of human beings, with the interference of human beings, these illnesses were produced or created or, I mean, brought into the scene. For example, the effects and the side effects of some drugs and chemicals and pollution. Sometimes we have the tests of nuclear weapons, chemical weapons, and all these cases. And sometimes, parents drink alcohol and then a child is born and so on and so forth. So my point
the
is
mobile
that
waves and the signals,
exactly,
radio ones,
that's
right.
Okay. So the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is and was in the best of the forms.
Mm-hmm.
Then the human beings interfered in that they brought some corruption in the whole creation, and no one can negate that. And Allah said in chapter Shura, verse 30, that وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ Whatever affliction that may visit you is because of what your hands have earned. And also chapter Rum, verse 41, ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ Corruption, facade has appeared in land and sea, and nowadays we see even the sea,
yes,
the negative effects of the actions of human beings. Why? بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ Because of the doings of the people's hands. So divine wisdom, divine creation is without any problem.
Mm-hmm.
When human beings are going to interfere, when they are going to corrupt, then this is the result of the human beings.
So sometimes it is a genetic problem.
Also, yeah.
For example, one of the parents has got a problem. So again, you want to say that this is not the problem of the creation?
No. Study that case, the case of genetic, when you come to the origin of that problem, for sure, in that case, there has been a problem. I mean, it's coming from an issue, a problem in the parents or other cases. So the problem in the genes does not come from nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
The origin has a cause. That is the second point that I wanted to share. So this world is based on the principle of cause and effect. So our dear listeners may ask that, okay, the pollution is there, chemical weapons are there, mobile signals are there, but why children should be suffering? The point is that we are living in a world that is based on cause and effect.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot say that why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the knife sharp, because sometimes, with this sharp knife, people can harm each other or kill each other.
Yes.
Or for example, let me give you another example. We have the gravity.
Yes.
And we know how beneficial gravity of the earth is. Now, for the same gravity, a person might fall from a roof and he may die.
Yes.
So can we ask why in this case gravity is still working? No, this is a cause, and each cause has the effect. So this world is based on the concept of cause and effect. So we cannot expect a cause to be there without its effect.
Yes.
So when we're talking about these problems and even genetics, the children who are born as crippled and disabled, they are the cause, they are the effect of a cause.
Mm-hmm.
And for sure there has been a cause. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the parents are guilty,
yes,
and sometimes they are not guilty. But at the end of the day, the cause is there and the effect should follow that.
That's right.
And there is no, there is not any other way.
Yes.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.
Praises to Allah, all glories to Allah, we worship Allah and no one but Allah.
Still, some may ask that why children should pay for the guilt of other people. As I mentioned, the world is based on the concept and principle of cause and effect.
Yes.
Now, for the people who are suffering from such problems and they are not responsible,
yes,
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it up for them in the hereafter,
mm-hmm,
or sometimes even in this world.
That's right.
لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah does not task any person beyond his or her capacity. Chapter
right.
Baqarah, verse 286. So if you are suffering from a problem, from a disease, or if you are born disabled, and for sure you have no role in that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of the fact that you were not guilty,
yes,
He will make it up for mm-hmm you in the hereafter, or sometimes even in this world, by giving you other blessings.
Mm-hmm.
So other people who are responsible, they will be punished.
Yes.
People who are, helping the spread of pollution and chemical weapons, or if the parents are responsible. We know that in many cases, the parents, they have not taken into consideration the issues related to health and hygiene.
That's right.
And that is why they would be punished.
Especially nowadays in medicine, we have the concept of screening.
So as I mentioned, for those people, like the children who are not guilty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it up. How? Let's share a narration from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. He says that, ثُمَّ لِلَّذِينَ يَنْزَلُ بِهِمْ هَذِهِ الْبَلَيَّ مِنَ الثَّوَابِ بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ إِنْ شَكَرُوا. For the people who are suffering from some affliction, any affliction, but they are not guilty, if they are, patient, مَا يَنَالُهُمْ مِنْهَا, they will have such a kind of reward in the hereafter that حَتَّى إِنَّهُمْ لَوْ خُيِّرُوا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ لَاخْتَارُوا أَن يُرَدُّوا إِلَى الْبَلَايَ لِيَزْدَادُوا مِنَ الثَّوَابِ. This is a very interesting narration from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Those people who are suffering from these problems in the hereafter or even in the grave, they are given so much reward that they wish to come back to this world again to have more afflictions. And according to some narrations, people would have wished that they would come back to this world and to be put into pieces by Caesars.
Yes.
The story of Abu Basir and Imam Baqir alayhi salam is also famous. He was blind from birth. Once he complains to Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, and he asked the Imam to pray for him so that he would be able to see. Imam told him that I would do so, but before that, let me show your status, your position in paradise because of this suffering that you have in this world. Now, in a miraculous way, Abu Basir was able to see his great position in the paradise. And then he told Imam Sadiq, Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, that I prefer to continue to be as a blind person. So this is a very important point. Of course, people who are suffering, they are having a very difficult time in this world. But if they think about the rewards given to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter, then it would be a way for them to be more patient.
That's right.
So this is the second point. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it up for these people, sometimes in this world, but mainly in the hereafter and also in the world of barzakh.
Is it also a kind of test and trial for some
sure.
good people?
Exactly.
Or is that, for example, giving a crippled child to a person to test him or something like that?
Yeah. I mean, afflictions have different reasons. For some people, it can be a divine test to see if they are patient. For some people, it is because of their actions. They have committed a sin, and that is the result of their actions. For some people, it is to escalate and strengthen their position
yes.
and their level before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we can think of different wisdoms. The last point that I would like to share is that, as I mentioned, the parents, especially when it comes to the disabled children, they need to take into consideration the Islamic instructions and also the issues related to health and hygiene.
Yes.
We know that when it comes to the conception, the nutrition is very important before the pregnancy, during the pregnancy. So both issues should be taken into consideration. There are some narrations in Islamic sources about the health of the fetus. And I would recommend our dear listeners to refer to these books written about the child and the upbringing of child, and of course also the books of medicine. As I mentioned, in many cases, it is the result of an illness in the parents, so that scrutiny is very important. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it is the cause of them yes. being drunk, for example, and so on and so forth. So in many cases, the parents should be blamed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it up for the children
yes.
who are innocent.
That's right.
But the parents who have not taken into consideration these points, they would be blamed both in this world and, of course, in the hereafter.
That's right. Thank you much, Sheikh Karimi. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. See another episode. God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن